From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Recession worries shook Wall Street today. All the major indexes were down sharply. The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ all dropped about 3%. The market started falling right after the Institute for Supply Management released a number that suggested the entire service sector is already contracting, and that's a huge swath of the economy. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
It's a safe bet that the vast majority of Americans have no idea what the ISM non-manufacturing index is, and they certainly don't know what it means if that number hits 41.9. Well, it means a lot. Bernard Baumel with the Economic Outlook Group says that when the numbers came out just before 10 this morning,
everybody went, wow, when we first saw that number. That 41.9 was nowhere near what the market was expecting. We thought it was going to be weak, but you know, this is at a level that I think represents the final nail in the coffin that we're in recession.
We're in a recession.
We're in a recession.
And today's the day you know for sure.
Yes, certainly the economy is contracting this quarter.
Keep in mind, this is one man's opinion. Well, actually, it's a lot of people's opinion. Investors clearly thought it was bad news. But before we completely mourn the death of the economy, let's dig into today's number. It covers the services sector. What's that? It's anything people get paid to do other than physically making products.
Transportation, your telephone is a service.
Haircuts. Banking.
Oh, haircuts, dental services.
Waiters are service providers.
Waiters are service providers.
The U.S. is, of course, mostly a services economy. So if services are doing poorly, then the whole economy must be doing poorly. But the ISM index doesn't cover how services companies are doing. What it actually asks is if purchasing managers are buying more supplies.
How many pencils I'm ordering at J.P. Morgan doesn't necessarily tell you how much business I'm doing.
Jim Glassman is a senior economist at J.P. Morgan. He says this ISM number is kind of weird. Why are people paying so much attention to it? It basically measures the nation's supply closets, not the most important thing. And not even that, it measures the opinions of the purchasing managers who fill up those supply closets.
What you're seeing is more of an indication of psychology than real facts.
And yes, Glassman says, psychology is bad. People think we're in a recession. It's on the cover of Newsweek. It's on NPR and the New York Times. And that makes some companies decide to order fewer pencils and waiter's aprons. But that doesn't mean the economy actually is in recession. Glassman says, look at the data.
We haven't seen it yet.
We haven't seen what yet?
We haven't seen the full body of evidence that tells you we're falling into recession.
Take unemployment. Last week, more than 300,000 people were laid off. Sounds awful, right? We must be in a recession. But 300,000 layoffs a week? That's normal. It means around 1 in 500 people lost their jobs, most of them seasonal workers. Glassman says that number has to climb above 500,000 layoffs a week to be a real recession. We're nowhere near that, he says. Clearly, the U.S. economy has slowed. But there are plenty of optimistic economists like Glassman who still think we'll miss an actual recession. On the other hand, there are plenty of pessimists like Baumel who think we're already in one. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.